Hi, this is dictation from Fatima Wells, FATIMAH, WELLS, date of birth 5/8/1981, date of service 4/29/2023, date of service or visit is 1/21/2025. Ms. Fatima Wells is here for a follow-up visit. She was initially involved in a T-bone accident on the driver's side while she was a restaurant driver in this accident. The impact has initially caused various symptoms, including spasm in the back muscles from quadratus lumbar to L1 to L5 paravertebral muscles, pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the left arm and the right leg posteriorly, as well as the left shoulder. The patient had limitation of movement on the left shoulder. Some pain in the right knee was also reported. Overall, the patient has progressed well, and he has received 5 epidural injections, and overall the patient reports 70% improvement in the pain. And ADLs are still affected towards 9, and the pain is from 6 to 9 according to the patient. She is looking forward for a surgery for right knee and meniscus surgery on February 17th by Dr. Gilliard. Other than that, the patient is asking for narcos continuously on several visits in the past. The urine drug screen did not show the medication in last 4 attempts, and hence she has been denied the medication. Looks like she's seeking the medication. She also has been off and on to appointments for injections. She has not been regular. And overall, she is a seeker of the pain medicines most of the time. Kindly review the records for ADLs for system review. For substance abuse, additional history, as well as for compliance history. And physical examination, the blood pressure is 152/101, pulse 77, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same as previous visits of 11/18/2024, dictation number 1126-067. She missed the last month's appointment also. She comes whenever she feels like it. Her rest of the exam is the same. The plan is to discharge the patient from physical therapy and put the patient as not disabled back to regular work. And maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient do not show any opiates in that urine drug screen for last 5 times. And she was provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, LOL 50 milligram at night, and tramadol 50 milligram for pain relief. The patient left all of these medications and didn't want to take any of them. And hence, we are going to discharge this patient as a drug seeker and not compliant, not coming for procedures, and playing games. The appropriate people have been notified, including plenty of attorney, provider suit attorney, the adjuster, as well as the patient herself. Thank you. This is her last visit.